Just like it works in nature, that's also how it works in life and in business. If you want to build something that is enduring, something that will last, something that is good and great, that you may be remembered for, you have to give it time. It's very uncomfortable to give time in an age where everything is fast. People want fast money, fast results, fast food, fast information, everything fast. So if you're patient in this kind of world, you're going to look stupid to other people. And you're also going to feel stupid from time to time. You're going to ask yourself, what am I doing? You know, other people are on the fast lane. What am I doing? Now, when those times come, just remind yourself that good things take time. That's how it works in life. That's how it works in nature. You're going to invest a lot of sweat, time, energy. You're going to be frustrated. It's going to be stressful. But good things take time. Every big thing starts small. It's a natural law. Every big multinational corporation was once a small business. Welcome to the Small Starter Business Podcast, a unique podcast for practical tips and advice to help you start, grow, or turn around your business. Hello. Welcome to a monumental episode of the Small Starter Business Podcast. This episode happens to be the 50th consecutive episode since I started this podcast in the middle of the lockdowns, of the coronavirus lockdowns. That was in April 2020. It's an important episode for several different reasons that I'm going to explain. And it's interesting and important to celebrate milestones. They have a very strong psychological benefit. And in this episode, I'm going to be focusing on the amazing power of discipline, consistency, and patience. And the interesting thing is, success is usually about the journey. It's not about the destination. Most people are fixated on the destination. When I achieve the success, I'm going to be happy. When I achieve the success, I'm going to have everything I want and all of that. But that's not really what it is. It is about enjoying the experience, the journey, because it's a long and sometimes torturous journey. So it's important to enjoy the journey just as much as you expect to enjoy the destination. And my secret code for this is DCP, which is discipline, consistency, and patience. These are terms that are usually thrown around, but I'm hoping that I get the chance in this episode to explain what they really mean to me and how I apply it in building anything from scratch. This podcast didn't exist a year ago. Right now, we have over 20 hours of very rich content. It's been downloaded thousands of times by people in more than 50 plus countries. And I expect to still continue, and which is why it's important to mark the milestone. So let me start with discipline. You know, now, the interesting thing about discipline is that it puts you in this situation where you have to choose between what you need to do and what you want to do. Most human beings focus on what they want to do. Most times, what you want to do may not be what will take you to where you need to get to. So that's where discipline comes in. And discipline requires some discomfort and sacrifice. It's always important. There is nothing you want to get. It doesn't matter if it's academic success, success in business, success in your career, success with human beings, success in your marriage, whatever it is, it requires some level of discomfort and sacrifice because you need to do those things you need to do. And many times those things you need to do are not usually the easy things. They're not usually the things you're comfortable with. They will require you to step out of your familiar and comfort areas. So that's why it's very important. So, for example, I record my podcast episode just like this one. It's just around 5 a.m. in the morning, and I'm not really a morning person. I love sleep to bits. You know, I like to get my full sleep. You know, but then I have to wake up to record this podcast. Is it uncomfortable? Yes. Does it require sacrifice? Yes. Do I want to do it? Not really. I'd rather be sleeping right now. But this is what I need to do. And that's because of several different things. This is the best time I get the kind of natural silence I need to record the podcast. My kids are asleep. So I don't have all that distraction. And my neighbor's dogs, he has these two big dogs that can be very noisy during the day. So this is like the best time, you know, and it can be easy to make excuses to say, I have kids, my neighbor's dogs are noisy and all these things. But the thing is, if there is something you need to do, you need to find a way to get it done. If not, every other thing is just an excuse. It's just an excuse. So discipline is the bridge between talk, dreams and ideas and real results. A lot of people talk, a lot of people have bright ideas, a lot of people dream and have visions of, I'm going to be a millionaire in 10 years time, I'm going to be this in 20 years, I'm going to have this in 5 years, you know. So talk is cheap, dreams are easy, business ideas are, you know, a dozen to one, they're everywhere. But to get the real results, to create that future you want, the bridge that gets you there is discipline. Because discipline is what makes you do those things you need to do to get to where you want to be. You know, so most times when we talk and when we dream, it doesn't cost us anything. You know, we can say all those things and it doesn't cost us a single drop of sweat. It doesn't cost us a dollar. It doesn't cost anything. What costs something is action, you know. Talk is cheap, dreaming is easy, but action is hard. And that is why you have this disparity between the number of people who want to be entrepreneurs, the number of people who want to build things, the number of people who see themselves as successful in the future versus the people who actually are. There's always a big disparity. And that disparity is that the number of people who are willing to do what needs to be done to get what they want is significantly lower than people who just want things. So discipline is very important. And that's why most people will never be what they want to be, because discipline is hard. Discipline requires sacrifice. Discipline requires you to do things you don't want to do. But then if you need to do it to get to where you have to be, then you need discipline on your side. So I really don't consider myself I don't really like the word discipline, because for me, it sounds uncomfortable. You know, it's like, you know, just taking life too seriously. But then I've come to realize that if there's anything you want, you just have to be disciplined about it. Discipline is your friend. Discipline keeps you focused on what you want. Discipline lets you know when you're slipping. That, for example, if there is something you want and you're not doing what you need to do to get it there, it's going to be very obvious to you. You know, so that's why I think it's almost impossible, if not impossible, to achieve any form of success. Whether it's in your life, in your career, in your marriage, in your business, it's almost impossible to achieve any sort of success without discipline. So this is exactly what discipline means to me. And I hope I've applied it to how it's really helped me with this podcast, because this is a weekly podcast, right? And it requires that I produce the content on a regular basis. And it's almost impossible to do anything regularly if you don't have a routine, if you're not disciplined about it. If not, you could easily lose one or two or three episodes, you know, and that's how it starts. So it's very important, discipline. And I hope in anything you're doing, you can apply these same principles to what you do. Like I said, dreaming is cheap. You can talk all you want, plan all you want, but if you're not doing the work that's required, if you're not doing the hard work that's required, you are never going to get the results. Because like I said, discipline is the bridge between talk and results. Discipline is the bridge between dreaming and ideas and results. The only people who get results are the people who are able to apply discipline to do what they need to do to get what they want. The second principle I want to talk about is consistency. So now what consistency means to me is that I would rather start with this. I've observed that most people give up when they don't get quick results. You have a business idea, you start the business, you expect it's going to make you a lot of money within 3 months. And by, you know, 6 months, you're still struggling. You haven't even turned a profit. It's looking harder than you imagine. In my experience working with entrepreneurs and people who have dreams, most people give up. People prefer quick results. We are in a generation of fast food, fast information, fast results. Everybody wants everything fast, you know. But no matter what generation we are, we can't really go against the natural cycle. And I'm going to explain what I mean by that. So one simple test of consistency would be, how long are you willing to stand by your idea or your vision before you give up on it? You're about to start a business, or you're about to get into a new market, or you're about to create a new product. How long are you willing to stand by that product, by that idea, you know, until you give up on it? So what I notice is a lot of people have a very short tolerance, you know. They would rather just give up on a business idea and go start something else. This explains why we have a very high casualty rate for people who fall for all sorts of scams and make money quick and Ponzi scheme and pyramid schemes. People like money doubling initiatives. You put in $100, you get $200 or $300 tomorrow. People want it fast. People would rather trade maybe Forex or Bitcoin rather than start a business. Now, I don't have anything against those investment classes, but that's really what they are. They are investments. They are not really the engine that creates value like a business is. So in my own books, the way it flows is, you have a business, that business generates cash, and then you can invest part of that cash in investments like real estate, or if you prefer, it could be Bitcoin, it could be Forex or whatever. But it can't be the other way around. You can't say, you can't tell me that your regular business is that you trade Bitcoin. You know, that's not a business. It's an investment, and you can't really be doing it full time. Although there are people who do it, but like I said, I don't have anything against those investment classes. So we are in an age of quick results, and that is why consistency is your best friend. Consistency is about showing up and doing the work, even when you can't see the results yet, and it can be very painful. So this is my 50th episode. Sometimes you record episodes and release it, and it looks like you're talking to yourself. You know, you launch a business and you have a product or service, and nobody's coming to buy from you. It looks like, you know, nobody's listening. It looks like nobody's paying attention to you. You know, you've been trying to build this business for what, 5, 6, 7 years, and you still haven't become as profitable or as successful as you thought you would become. You know, and then it's at that point that most people give up. And that's because there really are no guarantees in this kind of lifestyle. If you've chosen to become an entrepreneur, there are no guarantees. Being consistent requires that you have a strong belief that your hard work will pay off one day. So you're doing all this work, you're not seeing the results, or you're not getting the eventual results that you want, but you keep showing up because you know that one day it's going to happen. And I've never seen any successful person, even in sports, for example. All the big names you hear in basketball, in football, go read up on their histories. These people were invisible for quite some time. And then all of a sudden, all that consistency paid off. So consistency is important. But you can't expect that people are going to pay attention to you, you know, the moment you start doing something. People are going to ignore you. People are going to pretend that you don't exist. But then you keep showing up and showing up and showing up. And at a point, it becomes difficult to ignore you. You know, that's what happens. So, and again, consistency requires discipline. You can't only do the work when you feel like doing the work. You have to keep showing up every day. When you feel like doing the work, when you don't feel like doing the work, when you are upbeat and very positive, or when you're feeling down and negative, when you're healthy and when you're sick, you just have to show up. And of course, when you do that, that consistency builds momentum and habit. And over time, you don't have to try too hard to do the work. It just becomes a natural part of you. And of course, without consistency, it's impossible to be successful. Because what it means is that if you're not consistent, you do things that make you successful. That the moment you're successful, you stop doing those things that made you successful, and then you start dropping again. And, you know, so consistency pays. The third important pillar of success I want to talk about is patience. And this is one of the most torturous ones, in my opinion. And of course, this leans directly on what I just said about consistency. And that is that good things take time. It's a natural law. Go look at how nature works. It doesn't matter how much faster the internet and technology have made us these days, but that doesn't mean we're going to overturn the natural order. Good things take time. You cannot hatch an egg by boiling it. So you can't say because you want to hatch an egg, you go and boil it so that you can hatch it faster. It's not going to happen. What you get is a boiled egg, and not a chick, you know? So you have to wait for it. If you want a chick, you have to wait for it. If it's going to be a chicken, you have to wait 28 days. You can't boil it to make that chick come faster. That's how life works. A planted seed does not bear fruit overnight. If you plant beans or you plant bananas, right? You plant it this night. You're not going to get bananas the next day. If you want bananas, you have to wait for it because it has to go through the natural cycle. So just like it works in nature, that's also how it works in life and in business. If you want to build something that is enduring, something that will last, something that is good and great, that you may be remembered for, you have to give it time. It's very uncomfortable to give time in an age where everything is fast. People want fast money, fast results, fast food, fast information, everything fast. So if you're patient in this kind of world, you're going to look stupid to other people. And you're also going to feel stupid from time to time. You're going to ask yourself, what am I doing? You know, other people are on the fast lane. What am I doing? Now, when those times come, just remind yourself that good things take time. That's how it works in life. That's how it works in nature. You're going to invest a lot of sweat, time, energy. You're going to be frustrated. It's going to be stressful. But good things take time. So essentially, entrepreneurship is a marathon. You know, some people want to start a business this year and start making money by next month and become very successful and become millionaires within their first or second year. Now, if you've actually tried to build any kind of business, you would realize that entrepreneurship is a daily application of effort. It is a marathon. It is a race that requires endurance and patience. It is not a race that is won by the swiftest person or the fastest person. It is a race that is won by the person who can endure and persevere the most, because you're going to confront challenges. You're going to be faced with obstacles. There are things that are going to dare you. There are things that are going to question your belief in yourself and your belief in your business idea and your belief in what you're building. It's about endurance. And that is why a lot of people do not make it, because a lot of people cannot withstand that daily burden of pressure and going, even when things are not working in your favor. Which is why, of course, I mentioned earlier that it's important to celebrate your small wins and your progress. While you're waiting, there are going to be small wins you're going to have. You will have some progress. It might not be the size of progress that you're looking for, but you need to celebrate those wins because they are important. They are important milestones along your journey toward the destination you're looking at. So it doesn't matter what it is. It can be a new customer. Your business could hit a new milestone. Maybe you raised some money. You know, it's all a lot of money from an investor. You got a very positive feedback from a customer. One of your customers or some of your customers have referred other customers to your business. These are important small wins along the journey. You got a mention in the local media. You know, one of your posts went really viral. These are very important small wins. They're not a lot, but they are the psychological boost that keeps reminding you that you're not wasting your time after all. You're building something and you're beginning to gather some momentum. So it's important to focus on the feedback you're getting while you're waiting so you can know if you're on the right track. Because there are two types of patience. There's a patience waiting for something that will never work. You know, that is not patience. That is stupidity. That is ignorance. That is being pig-headed, being stubborn for no reason. You're patient on something that will never work. That's not what I'm talking about. There's also the other kind of patience where you're waiting on something and you're getting feedback on how well you're doing. It could be what your customers are saying about you. So in my opinion, without patience, success is impossible, because if you're going to build something good, something that lasts, you would have to wait for it. So at this point in the episode, since I'm commemorating the 50th consecutive episode of the Small Starter Business Podcast, the interesting thing here is I am building a historical reference, you know, because I consider this too in terms of the personal benefits I get from the podcast. It gives me an opportunity to record my thoughts I'm a teacher by nature, so this is also another opportunity to teach. I understand things better. I get deeper insight. I'm able to curate wisdom when I teach things, and this has been very beneficial in that respect. So if I can do 50 episodes, I can do 100. If I can do 100, I can do 200. If I can do 200, I can do 500. If I can do 500, I can do 1,000. It doesn't matter if it takes me 10 years or 20 years. I'm going to keep doing this until the day I can't do it anymore, and which is the day I can't speak anymore. So that's exactly what this is. And, you know, it's going to happen. If I'm beginning to get a lot of interesting feedback based on what listeners are saying, people have been asking to be interviewed on the episode. People are already wanting to come on as guests, even though I haven't really made any formal invitation or declaration to say I'm looking for guests. So these are important signs along the journey that I'm hitting some very interesting chords. I've received hundreds of messages, emails, and DMs on social media referencing the podcast, thanking me for what I've done. You know, I'm not making any money from this, you know, but the main goal for me is to use this as an opportunity to reach out to a lot of people who may not be able to afford my paid programs. That is one. Another is to position myself as a thought leader in the entrepreneurship space, especially when it comes to the African continent, particularly about small businesses and growth businesses. So at this point, I'm hoping to share, not really hoping to share, I'm going to share with you the five most popular episodes that have been most downloaded since I started this podcast this time last year. The first one on the list, the most popular by download, is episode 24. And it's about, the title of that episode is How to Really Know a Business Idea Can Make Money. Part one, how to really know a business idea can make money. I'm not very surprised that this episode is the most popular. I can imagine that people have ideas all the time, but then sometimes we are afraid of doing anything about that idea because we think, maybe will it work? Will it make any money? Will I just waste my time and my money? You know, so it was a very important episode for people who are in that situation where they have bright business ideas, but they want to know if it can really make money. So it is the most popular, the most downloaded of all time. I got a lot of emails and messages about this episode from people who were impacted by it, from people who found value in it. The second most popular is episode 33. And it was about the five interesting business opportunities in Africa in 2021. I'm also not surprised by this. People are always hunting for business opportunities all the time. And especially when they know, because there's this, I publish a report every year, and I've been doing it since 2015, on 11 top business opportunities to watch out for in that year. So I've been doing that for almost 5 years now. And it's one of the main reasons why Small Starter is known when it comes to business ideas with an African focus. So I'm not surprised that this episode did quite well because people, like I said, people are always looking for business ideas. The third most popular episode was episode 26. I keep using words. The third most popular episode is episode 26. And it's about two powerful ways to convince people to buy from you. This episode proved itself to be quite popular because I can imagine once you're an entrepreneur, you're always in the game of trying to influence people. You're trying to invest. You're trying to influence investors to give you their money. You're trying to influence customers to buy from you. You're trying to influence employees to work for you. You're trying to influence suppliers and distributors to do business with you. So it's always about influence. So I'm not surprised that a lot of people are interested in knowing the most effective ways of convincing people. That was quite insightful. The fourth most popular episode is how to build a solid business model for your company. So business models have taken on an academic shine for many entrepreneurs. It's this thing that a lot of entrepreneurs talk about, what's your business model, but a lot of entrepreneurs don't really understand it, at least from my observation and interaction with people who are trying to start a business, and even people who have started a business, they really don't understand what a business model is. So I believe that episode was very helpful in closing that knowledge gap, because I really broke down the three elements of a business model and the key factors that make a business model successful. So if you're interested in that episode, go check out episode 21. Really insightful. There was a lot of interesting and amazing feedback about that episode. And then the fifth most popular episode of all time so far in the last 1 year is the four major types of income every entrepreneur should have. This turned out to be very popular with people who are trying to start a business and people who have already started a business. In that episode, I explained that there are four types of income any entrepreneur should look at. If you are focused on just one type of income, then you're leaving a lot of money on the table. And then having at least two of those types of the four types of income secures your position and makes you less vulnerable to shifts and hard times and disturbances and misfortune. So episode 27, the four major types of income every entrepreneur should have, very insightful. So at this point, let's recap. This is the commemoration, this was a commemoration episode. I'm celebrating a small win, which is that this is the 50th episode. I've actually released more than 50 episodes, but in terms of the episodes where I actually teach something, this is the 50th one. And it's a small win for me. It's an important win for me that for the last 1 year, the last 12 months, I have released an episode every week unfailingly. And in this episode, I shared the principles that guide me in trying to build anything, in trying to start any business, in trying to launch any product, whether I'm writing a book, I'm trying to build my consulting business, whatever it is. They always started from scratch. I always started with nothing. And then after some time, it becomes something. And the three pillars that really helped me are discipline, consistency, and patience. Like I said, discipline is doing what you need to do, even when it's not what you want to do. So most times what we want to do as humans is the pleasurable part, the enjoyable part, the non-stressful part. But if you want something, you have to do those things that you need to do. And those things will require discomfort. They would require sacrifice. That's just the price you have to pay. And that's what discipline helps you do. The second is consistency. Consistency is about showing up and doing the work, even when you can't see the results yet. You keep showing up because you believe that if you continue the work, you're going to get the results. And then I also talked about patience. So entrepreneurship is a marathon. It's a race of endurance and patience. It's not a get rich quick, fast results, fast money. If that's what you're looking for, you know, if it comes easy, it's going to go easy. But if you want to build something enduring, you have to give it time. And that's because that's how nature works. That's exactly how nature works. So at this point in the episode, there are four things I need you to consider. The very first is to join the Insiders program. The Insiders is a community of entrepreneurs who are building businesses in several different countries and in several different industries. And the kinds of people I'm looking for are people who are thinking long term, people who are playing the long game. I am usually frustrated whenever I have to work with somebody who's looking for fast results or fast money. Those kinds of people, they make terrible clients and they never build anything enduring. Today they are working on an agribusiness. Tomorrow they are in real estate and construction. And then the next time you see them, they tell you they are building this tech product. That's exactly how they are, because they don't have the patience to stick with anything. The moment they are not getting the results or the money that they are looking for, they just dump that thing and move on to the next thing. And then after 10 to 20 years, you start to see somebody who has a litany of failed and uncompleted projects because they fail to stick with one thing. So if you are somebody who thinks long-term, if you're trying to build a business, you're trying to build your legacy, you're trying to build an asset long-term, then the Insiders is a community for you, because this is where you're going to learn from the experiences of other people. You're going to develop yourself business-wise and as a person, especially as an entrepreneur. You have the opportunity to network with other people. You are going to gain insights from what other people are going through, from the things you learn. And it's really important because those are the people who are going to define my journey for the next decades, you know. So it is something that is, we started small with just what, a couple of members, and then it's been growing consistently. And I prefer it when things are slow, because what it tells me is that when it kicks into explosion mode, people are going to be like, where did this guy come from? Where did this come from? That's exactly how it happens. You know, an athlete continues to labor in obscurity for a long time. Then all of a sudden, he's a star. And then people have said, and then people start to say, he became an overnight success. She became an overnight success. There is nothing like overnight success. Overnight success takes several years. That's how overnight success works. If you want overnight success, it's going to take you several years. So joining the insiders will give you the opportunity to build an enduring business. The second thing I need you to consider is to tell your friends about this podcast. I prefer to focus on those valuable things, those problems that most people don't talk about, but that entrepreneurs go through. On this podcast, I've talked about sales problems. I've talked about how to raise money, the problems entrepreneurs face when they're trying to raise money for their business. I've talked about business systems. I've talked about how to choose a co-founder. I've talked about several different things. I've talked about how to analyze a business idea. I've talked about startup strategy. These are all important aspects that people need. And at heart, I'm a teacher. I prefer to teach. It may not be that, you know, that sexy, because people want entertainment. We're in an age of entertainment where valuable things don't go viral, but then maybe funny things and entertaining things go viral. That's the kind of generation where we are. But like I said, you can't let the generation define you. You have to allow those things that endure to define you. And nobody can overturn nature. And like I said, the way nature works is that when nature wants to build something good, nature requires time. That's how diamonds are made. That's how oil is made. That's how gold is made. That's how human beings are made. You cannot fast track the production of a human being. It has to take you 9 months. That's what it takes. So good things take time. So like I said, tell your friends about this podcast. If you're the kind of person who's been listening to this podcast, tell your smart friends about it. I'm on a long journey. I'm going to be around for quite a long time. And I'm looking for people who think that way. And I try my best to discourage and annoy people who are looking for quick results. You know, I don't want them around me. So the moment I identify them, I try my best to just weed them off. It's important to attract the people you want to attract, because that way life is, of course, easier. Another thing I want you to consider is to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. If you've been listening to this podcast, leaving us a 5-star review makes it easy for other people to find us. To leave us a 5-star review, you can do that at smallstarter.com/review. And again, I have to talk about the Insiders Program. You want to work directly with me. You want to build an enduring business. You want to belong to a community of people who are thinking long term, who are building enduring businesses. Then check us out at smallstarter.com/insiders. Again, it is smallstarter.com/insiders. So until the very next episode, thank you for sticking with the Small Starter Business Podcast for the last 50 episodes. I'm looking forward to the next 50 episodes and the next 50 after that and the next 50 after that. And that's because I'm doing this 1 week at a time. When you look at the destination, it can be very intimidating. So if I'm thinking of when am I going to release my 1,000th episode? When is this podcast going to make me a lot of money? All those things intimidate you. And then they distract you from focusing on what you need to do right now. So what I need to do right now is to release the next episode. And when I do that, I focus on the next episode and then the next episode. That is how you get to 50 episodes. That's how you get to 100 episodes. That's how you get to 1,000 episodes. Until the very next episode, take care of yourself, be safe, and cheers. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Small Starter Business Podcast. To take our free business courses or join one of our signature programs for special entrepreneurs like you, head over to smallstarter.com to join our private community. See you inside.